Okay, let's unpack this. We're diving into a topic that is often shrouded in some incredibly dense technical jargon. We're talking about the use of blockchain in real estate investing. This is really where cutting-edge tech meets one of the oldest, most, tangible asset classes we have. And if you're a learner, you know this frustration. Traditional real estate systems, they're just notoriously slow. They're paper-heavy. They're opaque. You're often left waiting for updates, feeling like you're the last person to know what's going on with your own investment. So our mission today is to cut through all of that complexity. We want to show you exactly how this technology fundamentally improves the information handling in property investment. We are not talking about replacing the actual buildings with digital tokens. We are talking about rebuilding the administrative systems that support the asset.
And that distinction is just, it's vital right out of the gate. This deep dive is definitely not about turning property into some kind of volatile digital collectible.
Or encouraging speculation.
Right.
Exactly. We're not talking about crypto market swings. We're focusing purely on the infrastructure. Think of it this way. The physical house is still the house. What we're doing is improving the plumbing, the wiring, the, the foundation of the administration that runs it. We're looking at how ownership interests, transfers, income distributions, and compliance are recorded, verified, and shared.
And the foundational concept here is the distributed digital ledger. For the listener who just wants the simplest understanding, how does that work differently than, say, a really good spreadsheet?
That's a great question. So a standard spreadsheet or a database, it's centralized. One company or one administrator holds the master copy.
Right. One person has the keys to the kingdom.
Precisely. Blockchain, or a distributed ledger, records that information across a whole network of computers, not a single database. And this creates two critical features. First, a permanent record. And second, a traceable record of activity that isn't controlled by any one person. It's that distribution that brings structure and verifiable trust to what's been a historically disorganized space.
That makes a lot of sense. So we're moving the record of ownership and transactions out of a filing cabinet and onto a shared digital platform. And the first big benefit we have to talk about is solving that huge problem for investors, which is transparency. When you invest in a traditional structure, your knowledge is limited. It's limited by the administrator's ability to, compile and share reports. The data is fragmented. It's across agents, administrators, custodians, lawyers. Why is that reliance on third parties such a pain point?
Well, it leads to what we call information asymmetry. You're relying entirely on a curated report, which is always periodic and, let's be honest, often delayed.
Right. You're waiting for the end of the quarter.
You are. And if you ask for a mid-month update on, say, distributions, that information usually requires a manual pull from several different systems. That takes time, it costs money, and it introduces the risk of human error. Blockchain changes this completely because it creates a shared ledger. It's a single source of verified information, not a collection of fragmented reports that need to be reconciled later.
Okay, that sounds good in theory, but let's get concrete. If I'm looking at the old system versus this new one, what's the actual mechanical difference in the records themselves?
It's the difference between relying on a stack of invoices versus a perfectly structured, immutable chain of information. So traditionally, ownership records are held by multiple intermediaries, the attorney, the title company, the fund administrator.
All those silos we mentioned.
Exactly. In a blockchain system, it shifts to a single verified ledger that everyone who is authorized uses. And what's more, transaction updates. Traditionally, they're periodic, they're manual. You wait for the monthly report. With blockchain, validation is built into the system. It enables near real-time recording.
Wait, I have to challenge that a little. I mean, traditional banks boast real-time updates and have highly secured databases. Why does the decentralized nature of blockchain make this specific application for real estate management fundamentally different or even superior?
That's a crucial distinction. Centralized databases are fast, yes, but they rely on a single entity's trust and governance. In real estate, you often have dozens, maybe hundreds of distinct ownership interests in play.
All governed by these complex legal documents.
Right. And they all need to interface with external regulators. So blockchain's superiority here is twofold. First, the data isn't proprietary to the administrator. It's shared and validated across the network, which reduces counterparty risk. Second, and this is maybe the most important part for audit trails, the records are immutable.
Immutability. Okay, that's a powerful word. Can you give us a simple analogy for our learner? What makes this record so permanent and hard to alter?
Of course. Imagine every transaction, an income distribution, a transfer of ownership is a page in a secure digital binder. The key thing is each new page is cryptographically bound or linked to the one before it. It forms a chronological chain. So if someone tried to secretly go back and alter a page from 3 months ago, that cryptographic link would break instantly. The entire chain would signal a failure. That's what we call the linked chronology advantage.
I see. So instead of a manual archaeological dig through all these fragmented systems, a regulator or an investor has a complete verifiable history right there.
Precisely. And this connects directly to accountability because every action has that digital fingerprint, a timestamp, an origin recorded on the immutable ledger. Responsibility for those actions becomes crystal clear. It eliminates the ambiguity and those frustrating he said, she said discrepancies that have always plagued these complex structures.
So if we bring this back to the investor listening right now, why should you care about this immutable digital binder? It means you aren't reliant on just assumptions or incomplete data anymore. You don't need to analyze the raw crypto data yourself, but you can trust implicitly that the performance metrics you're seeing are backed by a record that cannot be secretly adjusted, and that supports better, more informed decision making. So we've established that blockchain solves the problem of seeing the data, transparency, but the real efficiency kicks in when the data itself starts working for you. Here's where it gets really interesting, because now we're talking about automation powered by smart contracts.
Smart contracts are, I would argue, the most practical real-world application of this technology in the real estate space right now. Simply put, it's a self-executing digital agreement. It automatically triggers actions when predefined conditions are met.
Without anyone needing to intervene manually.
Exactly. No manual intervention from an administrator.
Okay, can you give us an analogy here, something to make this a bit more, you know, concrete for everyone listening?
Sure. I think the best way to think about it is like a high-tech, secure vending machine for your investment.
A vending machine. Okay.
I like it.
Yeah, a really secure one. You put in the conditions, the rules of the investment, and the smart contract holds the asset or the funds. Then, when the condition is met, say the calendar hits the first of the quarter and the rental income is there, the machine automatically dispenses the output.
Your distribution.
Your proportional distribution. No human has to press a button, reconcile figures, or check for errors.
That immediately sounds like it tackles one of the biggest friction points, which is the distribution of income.
Absolutely. Think about income distributions in a traditional structure. Rental income is collected. It's calculated manually by an administrator, reconciled against bank statements, and then manually wired out. That process can take days, sometimes weeks.
Yeah, you're just waiting for the wire to hit.
Exactly. A smart contract automates that entire sequence. Once the rental income hits the designated account, that's the condition, the contract reads the ownership records on the ledger and automatically distributes the precise proportional amount instantly.
To every single owner.
To every owner. And this applies to ownership transfers too, ensuring funds and interests change hands at the same time. It's like a highly efficient automated escrow.
So automation reduces friction, lowers the risk of human error. That's huge for efficiency. But what about scalability? As these platforms grow, manual processes must become a real bottleneck.
That is the core benefit for the platform itself. You're right. Manual administration gets incredibly complex and wildly expensive as you add more investors. Automated execution, driven by smart contracts, lets platforms handle a growing number of investors and a higher volume of transactions. You could even have daily or weekly fractional transactions while still maintaining absolute accuracy and fairness.
That scalability is key to making this kind of investment more accessible, but we have to make a critical distinction here. It's one that I think confuses a lot of people. Real estate is governed by law. Smart contracts are code. Does this digital agreement replace the underlying legal contract that defines my rights?
We have to be crystal clear on this. Absolutely not. That is a common and frankly dangerous misconception. Smart contracts do not replace legal contracts.
Okay.
The legal agreement is still essential. It's what defines your ownership rights, your obligations, and most importantly, the regulatory compliance structure. That's the binding framework.
So if the legal agreement is the framework, what happens if the code, the smart contract, have a bug or executes a distribution incorrectly? Where does the liability sit?
The liability sits with the legal framework, which dictates the rules. The smart contract just operates within those rules. It's the tool. It's the tireless, objective administrator that executes the steps the legal contract dictates. Things like distribute 75% of net rental income on the first of the month.
I see. So if the code fails, the legal agreement is your recourse.
Yes. Technology and law have to work together here. The efficiency of the tech just gives you reassurance that distributions are following predefined legal rules, not some discretionary, fallible decision.
That clarity helps investors understand the reliability behind the system. And reliability leads us directly into our third major benefit, security and investor confidence.
Security is paramount, and it's an area where blockchain's design really shines over traditional centralized systems. Because the ledger is distributed and uses what's called cryptographic hashing, that's the process linking the blocks, it is inherently tamper-resistant.
Can you give us a specific example of that technical security benefit?
Sure. With a traditional database, if a hacker gets administrative access, they can potentially alter historical records.
Right. They could go in and change a number from last year.
They could try. With a blockchain ledger, to alter any historical record, you would need to change not only that specific block, but also every single block that came after it in the chain. And you'd have to gain consensus from the majority of the other computers or nodes on the network. It makes unauthorized changes extremely difficult and, honestly, economically infeasible most of the time.
So it's not just a digital filing cabinet. It's more like a reinforced community-guarded vault. And this also addresses the single point of failure problem.
That's right. Distributed ledgers spread the data across multiple nodes. So if the single platform that manages your investment suffers a cyber incident or, worse, goes bankrupt,
your record of ownership is still safe.
Your record of ownership still exists across the rest of the network. That resilience fundamentally increases the security of the ownership record itself, which is a massive source of peace of mind for any investor.
Okay, we have to address the elephant in the room now. The thing that I think makes a lot of learners hesitate. If all this cryptographic hashing and smart contract coding is happening, do I need to be a crypto expert to invest in real estate using this tech? Do I need to understand decentralized finance?
That's a great and very common question. And the definitive answer from all our sources is a resounding no. Investors absolutely do not need in-depth crypto or coding knowledge to participate.
That is a crucial takeaway. So if I don't need to understand hash rates or network consensus, what is the key knowledge I do need to walk away with?
You need to understand how your ownership is being recorded, how your income is being distributed, and how risks are being managed within the investment structure itself. The technology operates entirely behind the scenes. It's handled by the platform.
So it's their job to make it simple.
It's their responsibility to create an accessible user experience. The goal is clarity and simplicity for you, the user. The technology handles the complexity and the security in the background. Your job remains what it's always been, making good investment decisions, not debugging code.
That emphasis on clarity really brings us full circle, back to the reliability of the system itself. So let's quickly recap the three core benefits we've addressed today. We started with transparency, which provides a single source of verifiable truth instead of fragmented reports. Then we moved to automation, powered by smart contracts, which executes operational steps instantly and efficiently. And finally, security, which is rooted in that tamper resistance and distributed data integrity.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, the overall value proposition is pretty simple. Blockchain addresses these long-standing inefficiencies in real estate investing. It profoundly improves how information is recorded, verified, and shared. And while this technology doesn't remove market risk or, you know, the physical risks of owning property, It can't stop a leaky roof, no. But it dramatically improves the quality and the reliability of the information supporting your decisions. By removing that opacity and increasing structure, the technology supports a much higher degree of trust.
The fundamental nature of real estate as an asset, you know, stable, tangible, long-term, that's all unchanged by this technology. But the confidence you can have in the system supporting that investment has grown exponentially.
Yeah.
In an evolving market where speed and verifiable data are essential, how much more valuable is that assurance of system integrity compared to the potentially hidden costs of administrative inefficiency or information asymmetry? That is the question to mull over as you integrate this new knowledge into your investment strategy.